Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
Keep on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7. We broadcast out to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. However you're listening to us, thank you so very much for tuning in. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out, as it does all the time, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers and the FedEx and UPS and bulk mail haulers getting the job done hauling our packages and letters all across the country. Now, let's not forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel as well. And then we've got, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers delivering the packages. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler the same way. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain's America is how you find us over there. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there. You can listen to the show over there. If you can't hear it anywhere else, our podcast is over there. And we stream all day long with the show that you're hearing right now. You'll hear it played over and over and over again until the next new one comes in Monday morning at 2 a.m. Okay, joining us right now from the hilltops overlooking me to the north, we've got the one and only Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com. Denise Simon is with us. Good morning to you. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let's see. It's what is it here? It's 70 degrees here right now.
I like it.
I do, too. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, let me see here. We mentioned to begin with, just before the top of the hour, that we had a little surprise yesterday in Alaska, shot down an unidentified object. Don't know what it is yet. We'll wait to find out. One of our F-22s, again, armed with a heat-seeker missile, did such. And this time we got it over the water before it got a chance to penetrate American soil very far.
This one's kind of an interesting situation here because they're just calling it an object. And it was the size of a car. So I would argue that if we could tell that it was an unmanned object and we got close enough with surveillance aircraft, then we can tell the country of origin. But that's just me. The other interesting thing is Prudhoe Bay, and this is where this was.
Mm-hmm.
And Prudhoe Bay is one of our largest oil operations.
Yep.
So that's worrying. The other thing is that this was at 40,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, commercial aircraft, yes, can fly at 40,000 feet. They rarely do. They're generally in the 30 to 35,000 feet. However, there's not a lot of that kind of aircraft in that area. So, now, we're all kind of scratching our heads, like, where did this come from? You know, is this a real thing? Well, my knee-jerk reaction was, be suspicious. But the fact that John Kirby wasn't going to say anything about it until he was pressed 11, 12 minutes into his Q&A at the White House press briefing yesterday tells me that it was probably true.
Mm-hmm.
That they were going to necessarily hide this. Now, we don't know the country of origin. We little guys out here don't know the country of origin. I can pretty much assure you that government officials know the country of origin.
Mm-hmm.
So who would it be? If it's not China, who else would it be? Well, it could be Russia or it could be North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Russia is always very close to our airspace in Alaska.
Yep.
But the other thing, too, is that Russia often buys military hardware from other countries, mm-hmm. as we have seen that they've been buying all these drones from Iran.
Yep.
So there's very little out there. I tried to cultivate things pretty much everywhere yesterday afternoon to see if I couldn't find, you know, some other kind of tips or clues. Mm-hmm. And this one's pretty well locked down. So, yeah, not very happy on this one.
Yeah. The other thing is that briefly, because we're going to get cut off by the break, but I just want to get this out there. They've found the payload, the principal payload of surveillance equipment carried by the Chinese spy balloon located off the coast of South Carolina, pretty much intact in a container. So there you go. So hold that thought. Here comes the music. Folks, when we come back, we'll talk about that. What's in that container, do you suppose, huh? That weather balloon, huh? What's in that weather balloon container? All righty, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, too. FoundersCode.com.
It's Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will do just that. And before we get back to Denise Simon, I'd like to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico happens to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They've been in business over 85 years, and they currently insure over 26 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. They will insure the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They'll give you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. You can bundle under your policy, save some money. But where you really save the money, big time, is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy to your car insurance through Geico. And you'll save a bunch of money. So you can either go to the website, geico.com, geico.com, or you can go to the find out who your agent is and talk to your agent. But you will get a quote. You will find out how much money you can save. And all I can tell you is happy shopping. Happy shopping at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Bagab and Bob on the line, so let's see what's going on here. Bagab and Bob, what's going on?
Yeah, I see where Jeffrey Epstein documents with the names of associates reportedly to be made public. Do you think there will be any charges against the people named in those documents, or at least investigations, especially some of the major political figures, example being like Bill Clinton and some other ones?
Okay. No.
All right.
No.
Is that your question? Is that your question, Bob?
And, oh, yeah. The other thing was that balloon the new ones they shot down?
It wasn't a balloon. We don't know what it was.
Well, that's true. Good point. Mm-hmm. But the other one had the size of like three school buses. I mean, that's a huge mm-hmm. thing.
Right.
Well, way more than what's needed for a, right? For even for a, what do they call it?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Cameras and stuff. I don't understand how that. And why would they even bother? Don't they know they're going to get it shot down or something? Is this going to cause a problem? All right. That's it, Cap.
Okay. Well, number one, you're right, Denise. I totally agree with you. Nobody's going to have anything happen to them with the Epstein stuff. Nobody.
Right. Check. Next.
Yeah. So here's the next one. The size of the three school buses and the balloon and this, that, and all that stuff. No, it wasn't a weather balloon. They have recovered one of the trailers, we've been told, intact, with all the ingredients that were inside it. They are bringing it up, and it will be the creme de la creme of what they were doing and why they were doing it. Now, will we hear about it right away? Probably not, but we are being told by everybody that can say anything about it that this is a spy balloon and was on a spy mission. So that's what we know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's right.
Okay. So enough said about that then?
Yeah, balloon number one, yes.
Yeah. Now, balloon number two that Bad Gam and Bob was referring to, which we don't know.
We don't know if it's a balloon, right.
No.
It's a UFO for right now.
Right. It's an unidentified flying object, and they don't know exactly what it is. We're mm-hmm. just going to have to wait because that went down in the ice-filled waters of Prudhomme Bay.
Correct.
So they're not going to find it right off the bat.
No, they know they have it. They've got all kinds of recovery assets there.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's good.
And the temperature in that area is 20 below zero.
Yep. Thank you very much. And being in the water might be a little warmer, but...
It's in ice. It's on ice.
Oh, okay.
It's 20 below zero. It's on ice.
Okay. Now, something else is going on here. The FBI discovered an additional document marked classified at former Vice President Mike Pence's house. And everybody's going, well, what the hell's going on here?
Well, let's also not overlook the fact that he does have executive privilege.
Sure.
So, but he takes full responsibility. He said that.
Yep.
Unlike Biden.
Yep.
Who's blaming everybody, staffers and movers and
yep.
this and that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Pence is doing.
Yep. He hasn't blamed Hunter, has he?
No.
Everybody thinks that Hunter's had his nose in this somehow. I think he has.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah. I think they were trying to make money off some of this.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So, how do we get that rat into the pack?
Oh, we can't do the we thing unless you're part of the team. We have to wait until members of, I think on the Senate side,
mm-hmm.
They're playing some hardball. Because until they know what these documents are, until, you know, there's some honesty coming out of the Department of Justice and the FBI, those like Tom Cotton are holding up all kinds of movement on the Senate side, including
correct
Biden's nominations. So
mm-hmm.
Government is, in that regard, is pretty much stopped. The House is just going to keep plugging along with their investigations, but legislation has come to a complete halt.
Yep. Yep. And it's just, you know, when you sit here and you know, you just feel it in your bones that Hunter's up to his eyeballs and all this stuff, and that when we keep hearing about...
Well, we know it is. I mean, when it's coming out of the laptop, we know it is. It's
yep.
not... You get this feeling, I mean, we've got receipts, we got evidence, so...
And the money, all the money.
Well, that part, we know that there's money involved here, but... That part's a little more difficult because the Treasury won't cough up any documents. So then you have to go back over to the House side, and they're going to have to issue subpoenas and to banks. And banks are generally very cooperative with this. Otherwise, regulators come in, and then banks don't like regulators. But that was going to be a little more cumbersome to deal with as far as tracking down money. But the laptop also has evidence in it of accounts and transactions and so forth, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've heard Joe Biden blaming everybody but the French Foreign Legion about the wanting to take Social Security away and all that sort of stuff. However, we haven't heard exactly what Joe Biden had to say. I don't know, maybe 25 years. Let's see, it would have been 30.
I don't think it was that long ago.
Well, it was 1995, and I was going to say, I've got the, if I can get this to play, I'm waiting for it to start here. I've got this audio of what he had to say back in 1995. I'm just sitting here watching it spin in circles at the moment. Damn it.
Well, what he was saying was that he wanted to... He didn't use the word sunset, but he was advocating for all government programs,
mm-hmm.
all of them, including Social Security and Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he tried to do it not once, not twice, not three times, but I think four times.
That's right.
What he said.
Sorry.
So, that should be a very interesting. A TV commercial, shouldn't it?
mm-hmm.
It'd be an interesting newspaper ad, full page, but of course then the newspapers won't take those kind of ads. But mm-hmm. And as far as Biden running for re-election, it's becoming a little suspicious here, because if you really and truly wanted a second term, I would say that you couldn't wait to make that announcement.
Yeah.
And I think that, he was asked about it yesterday or day before yesterday, and he said that he still is, it is his intent, but they still haven't made the decision necessarily to pull that trigger. Mm-hmm. That's a little curious, and I think it's a little curious because he's got a problem, several mm-hmm. of them. One is Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants her. So does he replace Kamala with a... our California governor, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Or replace her with Buttigieg?
Yeah.
And the other thing is money. So mm-hmm. that's, I think, the problem.
All right. Hold that thought. We'll talk to you on Monday morning. Enjoy the weekend.
Sir, weekend. Go Chiefs.
Thank you very much. You betcha. Go Chiefs. Okay. There we go. So there's a vote for the Chiefs. Okay. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along. Weekend edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. shooting down another high-altitude object today after it came too close to commercial jet traffic north of Alaska. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said the object had been watched for a while.
On February 9, North American Aerospace Defense Command detected an object on ground radar further investigated and identified the object using fighter aircraft.
It's not clear whether the object was operated by another country or if it was privately or commercially owned. Alec Baldwin is asking a New Mexico court to throw out an enhancement to involuntary manslaughter charge against him that could lead to a 5-year prison sentence for the deadly shooting on the movie Rust. In a motion filed today, Baldwin's attorneys argue the actor has been unlawfully charged. Baldwin denies culpability of the death of Helena Hutchins, citing negligence by other crew members. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses. Find out more about them by going online to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check them out. Find out what it is they do. Find out what it is you can get done with them. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. You can go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, to find out more. When you get over there, you'll hear and see where the campuses are. One in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm over here in Tampa. They're over there on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. And the second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you'll be able to call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800 1-800-659-2080. You'll be able to call them up and ask to take the tour. Once you take a look at their website and what they have to offer, call them up and ask to take the tour. Here's who you'll be able to talk to. You'll be able to talk to the students at either school that you attend to visit. You'll be able to talk to the teachers at whichever school you go to attend. And you'll be able to talk to the loan officers that actually give you the money to go to either one of the schools. Now, if you are a veteran, your GI Bill will kick in as long as you have the benefits. And if you don't have the benefits, they'll tell you how much you have so you know how much you have to borrow generically out on the civilian side of things. But if you haven't used your benefits for education, guess what? You're going to have them 100%. Don't worry about it. Everything will be taken care of. And you'll be able to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, if you're a veteran who has been on the flight line in some sort of capacity, you would be eligible to take the speed up course, the hurry up and get there course, if you will, which will allow you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech in about a third of the time that it normally would take. Instead of 14 months, you'd be able to do it with a speed-up course of about 4 months or so, which you could also bypass if you were actually a military-certified aviation maintenance tech. You might be able to take the course and pass it all by your lonesome. So there you go. All depends. There's a number of opportunities here. But until you try, we don't know. So give it a try. It's a rewarding career. Pays a lot of money. You're part of a team. You're part of a rock-solid team. And you'll like the job conditions and the people you're working with. So there you go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, ask to take the tour. Now, the Army and our Pacific general in charge to the aggressors says we're ready to battle in Asia. Okay. American forces and their allies in Asia are ready to battle after years of joint combat exercises, United States general said this week, adding that Russia's setbacks in the Ukraine should serve as a warning to potential Asian aggressors like China and North Korea, who are chomping at the bit to get moving. I imagine that's true. Republicans also aim at the Pentagon civilian workforce to curb their spending by laying off some of the civilian workers. Republican defense hawks who had previously argued for an annual 3-5% budget increase over inflation are now taking a serious look at how to squeeze savings out of the Defense Department alongside outside conservative groups such as the Heritage Foundation. Now, the Navy also unveiled a system meant to counter pay delays and other paperwork holdups as they are trying to combat delays in pay and personnel requests for sailors. The Navy has rolled out a dashboard that will give leaders at every command the ability to see an overview of their sailors' requests. And a new program is opening up more jobs for overseas military spouses. It's making more job opportunities available and more quickly for spouses of service members who are stationed overseas. That can help out greatly, as most of you know. Now, this is kind of strange. Does anybody other than me remember the illegal alien who slammed into a bunch of motorcycles operated by a group of Marines in California called the Jarheads Motorcycle Club? You remember what happened on June 21st, 2019? 7 members of that group were killed. The man's name, Zolomir Zukoski, was acquitted in August on charges stemming from a crash. However, He was ordered to be deported. So he got off free on the charges, and he's being deported. What do you want to bet he'll be back? What do you want to bet he'll be back? Think about it. Now, the Ukraine did something this week that has not been done before, and it involves a third country, which could really open the door to even more problems for the Russians. But two Russian missiles crossed into Romania and Moldovan airspace before going into the Ukraine and striking Ukraine and striking their targets. This comes from a Ukrainian general. Said so yesterday. Think about this for a minute. The Ukraine says that two Russian missiles that hit their targets in Ukraine came through Romania and Moldova before it got to them. It crossed two countries. Two countries. Well, Russia is now dragging some other people into the mix, whether they want to be in it or not. Seems to me that these countries were not involved. Romania was helping Ukraine, and so was in Moldova. But here we go. So now what? Well, turnaround's fair play. They need to find out where those missiles came from and destroy the sites, even if they're mobile launchers or whatever they are. That's just me, but what do I know? Now, SpaceX is admitting to blocking Ukrainian troops from using the satellite technology they have. The president of SpaceX revealed the company has taken active steps to prevent Ukrainian forces from using the critical Starlink satellite technology with Ukrainian drones that are a key component in their fight against Russia. Wow. And I remember when they said that they were going to allow them to use that to help defend themselves. I don't know why they changed their mind now, but they did. So we'll wait and we'll see what happens next, because nobody seems to know. And oh, by the way, coming up today, Sarasota Way, the Two Guys Gun Show from 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 3, Sunday. They'll be having the concealed carry permit class today, this afternoon, and again on Sunday if they have enough people that want to take it. It's at Robarts Arena in Sarasota, right there. Easy to spot, easy to find. So give them a shot, give them a try, see what they have to offer. Stop on by Two Guys Gun Show. I'll see you there. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Weekend edition, final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Okay, we'll do just that. And this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. You know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Moss Nissan asking me to visit one of their dealers because one of my listeners has shown up to buy a Moss Nissan. And, of course, I do endorse them because they are simply the best of what they do. And that's my opinion. And I've done a lot of business over the years at a lot of car dealers, bought a lot of vehicles, cars, trucks, you name it. And they are the best at what they do, or I wouldn't be telling you about it. And I mean that sincerely. Now, I will tell you one other thing here, and that is the You Serve, You Save deal. That's for all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you are in the EMS field, if you're in the firefighting field, or if you're in law enforcement, police officer, and church pastors too, you get afforded a tremendous deal for the job you're doing to keep America free and safe. That's the way Moss feels about you. In addition, everyone will get Moss Care on the vehicle they buy at Moss Nissan, whether it's a new car or whether it's a certified pre-owned vehicle. You will get Moss Care for the length of time that you own that vehicle. Can't beat that. So here's what you do. You check them out online, MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com, or go visit one of the dealerships, Crystal River, the flagship store Newport Richey at 19 and 54, Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue here in Tampa, and the all-new Nissan, which is up there on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway in Brooksville. There you go. Stop by and find out why Moss Nissan is doing whatever it takes to be the best in the business. And don't forget to tell them that the captain sent you, because that'll save you some more money. Speaking of money, let me see if I can finally get this little thing to work. I'm going to try this and see if we can get Joe Biden back in 1995 saying that he's trying to freeze Social Security. And he tried to do it not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. See if I can get this to do this. Let's see.
They're saying that our budget should be somewhere around 19% of GDP, that we shouldn't put ourselves in the position where we're out of whack. They argue, like many economists, most economists argue, that balancing the budget in and of itself is not a sacred undertaking and could be counterproductive. But it seems to me that we should tell the American people. I look at the polls out there. For example, I want to go on record. I'm up for re-election this year, and I'm going to remind everybody what I did at home, which is going to cost me politically. When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time. Somebody has to tell me in here how we're going to do this hard work without dealing with any of those sacred cows, some deserving more protection than others. I'm not quite sure how you get from here to there, but I am sure that we should tell the American people straight up that such an amendment is going to require some big changes. The balanced budget amendment will not end our deficit in one fell swoop, and it will cause our nation, and nor will it cause our nation to turn its back overnight on those who depend on us. All it means is, the one thing the senator from Utah said, we'll have to stand up more often and be counted on these things. I find that a good thing, not a bad thing.
Okay, Joe Biden. 1995, tried four times to cut back Social Security and Medicare, four times. and he said so. And now he's out there chastising the Republicans, and in particular Rick Scott, for something that he didn't say. Had he paid attention, which he doesn't want to do that, because my God, that might just make you believe that maybe Rick Scott was telling the truth, huh? God, we couldn't have that, could we? We couldn't have that, could we? But here's the thing. Joe Biden, in the merry old days of the round table, and whatever else it is that he's been doing, are just not going to happen with any type of regularity anymore. The guy is out of touch with America. He really is. He is totally out of touch with America. And we, the people, need to come together and understand that this year that's coming up, this 2024 presidential election, we can't let him get back into office. If he doesn't bankrupt the country between now and then, he sure as hell will if he's given another chance. Because that's all that's happening. We're spending more money than we know what to do with. We're spending more money than we have, actually. And it's just a terrible thing to notice. You know it. I know it. I see it. You see it. We all know it. There's no way that we can avoid this. He and all the other Democrats that are stonewalling us that have cost us our great country and just raised things to the price of oblivion need to be voted out. All of them. So, remember that. Remember that. And I think I got something here that I just found that I haven't played in a long time. This is something that's worth the price of tea in China. Let's see if I can get this to play.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans, with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo, beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. She's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right.
That's the grand old flag, Johnny Cash. And with that...
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.